Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Brilliant. There's an intro, you burping in the mic.
That was you.
Yeah, all right.
Jordan, who just belched into the microphone?
Well, I'm concerned at this point about which end it actually came out of, Chris, but the listeners will hear about that later.
There we go. Okay. So you've given away the guest in the intro before the podcast
it
even
could
starts.
Be any Jordan though, couldn't
yes,
it?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, thank you, Jordan.
Nike Air Jordan. He's our guest today.
Thank Kate you, Jordan. Price. Peter, hi. Okay, so how are you, Chris?
Well, you'll all find out.
Yes,
but I actually feel a fuck lot better than how we started this
right,
podcast.
Well, let's just make it clear that this podcast we set out to do the top five of our guest.
Yeah.
And the conversation instantly spiraled into your
arsehole.
Your enema that you performed on yourself today.
Yeah.
So I won't say anything more because we break it down in very explicit detail throughout the forthcoming podcast. And obviously we hear from our guest who is equally as fascinated by your anal exploits as I was. A big shout out. And before we do shout outs, thank you, everybody, for downloading and especially downloading the Brett Goldstein one last week. We've had nothing but love back on that. Everybody's been really complimentary, and I've had a listen back, and yeah, I'm really pleased with that one as well. Really proud of it.
Well, I feel like we've leveled up on it now. I feel that this month has been really, we're starting to become quite professional. Well, that's the wrong thing to say. People can hear what we're saying, and they can hear us being unprofessional.
Thank you. I like to think our unprofessional approach and the way that we carry out these podcasts very unprofessionally should be sounding quite a lot better in regards to the recording quality. The content won't be.
No.
That will still be an unstructured shambles.
A chap on Twitter had pointed that out. What I just used there about it being well recorded but still disastrous, and yeah. I like that as a caption.
Yeah. I like that some of you've actually been going on to iTunes, and as we said, please leave 5 stars but say something horrible.
Yeah.
5 stars, total pricks. I like that one. That was one of my favourites.
There are some amazing reviews on iTunes, like funny,
yeah,
better than us. They should come and just do the show, and we can you can have a cosy weekend away. We're derailing this conversation very quickly.
Well, let's go on with a podcast that derails very quickly. I like to think you'd expect nothing less anyway. Big shout outs to Pip and all the other podcasts on the Distraction Pieces Network.
Yeah.
Big thanks to Acast for helping us put this out and sorting us out sponsors and stuff so we sound like professionals.
Yeah, for sure. And also a big shout out to Brad for filming this, because this is available on YouTube, and I've got to be honest with you, it's great to listen to it on Acast, but crazy shit happens in this episode. Jordan steps up to the plate and does some very brave things is all I'm going to say.
I didn't ever envisage that kind of thing happening on a podcast. It was fucking surreal and weird and amazing. I think even if it gets to the point where you're listening to this, I guarantee at one point you will be thinking, right, I need to go home and have a look on YouTube to watch this, because Brad then turned the camera on it and caught it all unfolding, which is, quite weird.
Very weird.
Yeah. So we'll leave you with that. Enjoy. Bye.
Insect Wars.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.
3, 2, 1.
Action.
Oh, it wasn't as good.
No. Hello.
Word up.
You alright?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you start.
Children, I'm sorry. Oh, this is going to be an interesting podcast.
Fucking hell. Oh, exploding brand mate. Juice everywhere.
What are you talking about?
We'll find out shortly.
We will soon find out.
Well, it's been a while since we've done a podcast, isn't it?
Yes, mate. Yeah, I think, 2 weeks?
More than that.
Really, more than 2 weeks?
I went on holiday nearly a month ago, and we didn't record anything. All we recorded since we got back was the video when I turned up at your flat.
Okay, yeah.
And you was busy.
I was busy, mate. Yeah. And can you not turn up unannounced in the future?
There was a flyer Okay, so we have a guest returning because the first time that she came over, we recorded and on our old equipment. And since we've decided to kind of have an upgrade and get everything sounding
get our shit
minty
together.
Fresh, thought we'd ask her to return
for sure
to do this thing all over again. So, welcome back, Jordan Gray.
Hello, boys. Are you all right?
Yes, we're smashing. It's a nice warm evening, isn't it?
It is. I am in, not very much, but it is branded.
Yes.
You're on YouTube, aren't you, right now?
Threefold.
I'm wearing my Scroobius Pip brand Stark Summer swimsuit because I knew we were going to be on the air. On people's faces, which is really important. And we're in the middle of a heat wave, so I don't know when this will go out, but right now it's blooming hot, isn't it?
It's
melting hot.
Really. You also had an umbrella.
I did, and that's not a mental thing in my mind, to carry an umbrella around when it's hot, but all of London apparently disagrees with me. I've got so many weird looks because it, like I was saying to you earlier, not because it's not a parasol, it's an umbrella. I don't know the distinction, personally.
Was you walking around with your umbrella in a Scroobius Pip swimsuit?
I was probably wearing a bit less than what I'm wearing now, in fact.
That's where the looks are coming from.
Right, because that's the paradox. It's too hot to wear too many clothes, but then when more skin is exposed, you're going to burn more. Yeah, so the balance is to have a fat-off umbrella everywhere you go. Yeah,
you need shade, don't you? It keeps you cooler.
See, I like an umbrella.
Science.
But I don't... I don't like carrying stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's because you're a lazy fuck, I think, is the predominant reason.
A bit offensive.
I feel like there's a niche in the market there.
Well, no, there's not, because I have a backpack.
That's
a good solution. But yeah, like stuff. I don't like carrier bags,
carrier bags is a class thing, isn't it? If you're walking around in a, you're walking around with a carrier bag at your age, you know you fucked your life up.
No, umbrellas. There's got to be other stuff. And also, when I'm out with the kids, they'll go, "Oh, yeah, I want to take that." Or, "Don't, you're not taking that because I'll end up carrying it." And then, no. And then, 5 minutes in, "Can you hold that?" And I think, "Oh, fuck's sake."
No, I'm totally with you, actually, mate. Even I'm terrible in pubs. I can't be bothered to hold my pint. I'm literally, I have to find a place to sit down. And I can't be bothered to hold my pint. And I will veer conversation over into a place where I can secure that I can do this. And sit on a stool and that's it. And then I'm happy. Then I can just let the conversation wash over.
I don't like standing up in pubs. Jordan?
I can't even get a standing gig at a concert. I have to seat or I won't go. So lazy. I can't enjoy it. I think about my feet too much.
I'm a little bit like on the opposite with a gig.
Okay.
I went to see a band called Grantley Buffalo that were kind of like a big thing when I was growing up.
And, 60s, 50s?
Yeah, like a skiffle band. no, they're American, kind of college rock thing.
Okay.
And I went to see him with my mate Jim a couple of years ago, and it was at one of the places on the South Bank, like the big posh place where bands that I used to go and see when I was young now play there. Yeah. Sorry, Evan Dando there, but and it was sitting down, and it was a bit weird. Mm. Like I got to absorb it, but when I think it made me feel quite old, because I thought the last time I see these, I was jumping around and I was very young.
Up the front in the middle.
And now, I wasn't playing air casting people, which is wondering watching, what I've just done on YouTube. I've got there's a fly in the whiff in, it's doing my head in.
But I love that you gave action to what you were saying. Yeah. When I was young, I was up there,
there I
was. Prattling.
Okay, well, I know we're going to find out what you're going to do your top five on this evening, Jordan.
Yeah.
But ahead of all of that, do you mind if we get the lowdown? Because Chris has had an interesting day, hasn't he?
Oh, I'm excited.
We haven't heard the full breakdown, but I've got the title of it.
Okay.
Which I can't wait to hear more. You've just to set the scene, you've bored the living shit out of me for 4 days fasting.
I've not eaten for 4 days.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No. Why are you fasted? It's not like I've not eaten like someone's made you do
it. Yeah, like it wasn't a choice.
Yeah.
I fasted.
It's not a hunger strike, is it?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I think it and... You know, pretty much I start every conversation on the phone with, it's been 2 days now, mate. And I'm just going to have a glass of water now, just to let you know.
Fucking, so really like fucking
Tom
boring.
Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Yeah.
I'll probably look like that in a couple of days.
Yeah.
So it's all been good, I'll be honest with you.
You said you had a blocked nose and you said you kept getting headaches.
Yeah. That has been, and that. They come and go, so it's not a big problem.
Forgot to upload the podcast. That went out late.
Oh, yeah. It was only out like a couple of hours late. Yeah. Nine hours late. Who's counting? You was.
Such a funny episode, guys. I've got to jump in.
Oh, thanks,
proper
Jordan.
Enjoyed that.
This is the... We're talking about Brett Goldstein.
Yes, of course, because it goes out to... So funny. I was thinking what my favourite last line would be. Told Chris in the car, American Psycho.
Good shout.
Best first line and last line.
Which is?
Right, so the first line is so clever. He goes... I live on the whatever number apartment here. My name is Patrick Bateman. He says where he lives before his name because materialism is more important to him, but he doesn't brag about it. He's just a psychopath, so that is more important to him than his name. It's a status symbol. And then the last one is like, the actual last line is, this confession has meant nothing, but it comes at the end of a big thing where he's like, he's basically saying everything that's happened in the film is pointless and redundant, and he still feels exactly the same. And we're along with it like,
Yeah, because it ends, it's a strange ending, isn't it? An excellent ending, really.
A fucking great film.
Anyway, so you're starving, Chris. Carry on.
So have we got any snacks?
Yeah, we've got loads.
Actually, I'm all right, but I'm worried about if you bring out any crispies, that's going to be tough.
I've purposely not put anything down.
You're a very nice person, because I expected you to be a total prick about it, if I'm honest with you, and put a load of crispies out and stuff like scampi fries.
So,
thanks,
really
mate.
Sorry, Jordan.
No,
there's nothing laid on for you this evening because it's all about Chris.
Because I'm fasting.
Yeah. Well, you can't be blamed for eating crisps on Mike this time, can he? By definition.
Exactly.
So if we hear any now, it's you, Stu. It's definitely you.
Even now with no crisps out. Have you got crisps in your mouth, Stu? How long have you held them in there like a gerbil?
We're all being really polite. We've just cheeked our food for you, Chris, so you don't see it.
I'm just going to halfway through it just regurgitate like a packet of Monster Munch. So what's happened today, Chris?
So basically yesterday, like I was feeling great and I'm getting loads of shit done. I'm like, fuck, this fasting business is actually kind of easy. And to be fair, there's loads of benefits and I've felt them already. Yesterday, I decided to do a salt water cleanse. And that was fine. That's drinking a litre of water.
Salt water.
In.
Oh, Christ. Proper castaway.
And that comes out. And I was sat there, I thought, I've nailed this.
Ooh, rewind.
Yeah.
That comes out.
Yeah.
Where's that come out?
What way does stuff come out of your body?
Well, normally if you have fluid, it comes out your wheel.
Yeah, no, not this one. This comes out the other end.
All right.
Well, you know, the hole next to it. just in case anyone's confused at home.
Sure.
Yeah. Can we cut in a picture of anatomy here, Brad? Here's my pee-pee and here's my chocolate starfish. Anyway, it all happened without incident. I was like, oh, I drank that quite well. No problem. Sat down and literally had to text Tom because Tom had spoke to me during I was drinking his salt water. My mate had to put up with that while I'm having a conversation with him. So riveting for him. And I had to text him. I was like, he's like, how's that all gone? And I was like, I've literally just shit myself. Literally about 2 minutes before I basically sat up because you're supposed to lie down and massage your belly. Everything was fine. I thought, oh, I'm going to send an email while I'm just relaxing. I sat up and I went, what's happened here? That was a bit warm. And I didn't even realise. And I'd done it. And I literally soiled myself yesterday. It wasn't a major soiling. We're not talking, you know, incontinent granddad.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So today...
I mean, any shitting yourself's not exactly a result, is it?
It's an incident, for sure. Yeah,
it's a moment. I had a moment.
Yeah. Right? An incident... If you're on your own, it's an incident. If there's other people there, does it become a scene?
It's a spectacle. Yeah.
And depending on how bad explosive, it could become a crime scene. But...
Yeah, that explosion of Pepsi you heard at the beginning, other brown drinks are available, was just a foreshadowing of what you were going to say.
Exactly. Yeah. It's
my dramatic interpretation.
On this week's episode...
So, bringing us up to speed, and today.
So today, woke up really bright and breezy. Did all my work, and then I've been varnishing. I've been redecorating, and I put a coat of varnish down.
Sorry,
I put a coat of varnish on a wooden floor. And there was an hour. It says that's got to dry for an hour. And I was like, oh, what am I going to do for an hour? And I'd gone through all the other possible things I could do. And I was like, no, time-wise, that doesn't make sense to do that. So there was a little package delivered from Amazon this morning called Coffee Enema Kit.
I just so wish you'd told me this in advance.
So I thought...
I know what I've got time
for. Fuck it. So, you know, I had an organic coffee enema.
Right, now, so much more I need to know. Okay, right. So, did you shut the curtains?
Yes, yeah, but...
Where was you?
But there's a caveat with that. I did close the windows, and there's a payoff to that later, trust me.
So, where was you?
So, because I'm decorating at the moment, literally my lounge is full of stuff, and the two bedrooms are sort of like completely empty where we decorated. So I did the enema on the floor of the kitchen, basically.
Okay.
And that makes sense. You don't want to come in right now. So that made sense, and. Part of this, like, detoxing and stuff like that. It was like, okay, this makes sense. And because I feel good, let's get stuck in.
Had the salt water shitting of yourself just erased itself from your mind? Because it was only yesterday.
Well, as I say, I mean, it's nothing to be...
Because obviously you're having...
Shitting yourself.
Yeah.
It's nothing to be proud of,
that
kids.
That still must have been quite fresh in your mind.
But
so
no,
I was
all right about that whole episode. In fact, I found it funny. There wasn't a point which I was like, oh, no.
So the smart man...
There was no shame.
Thinking, oh, no, no shame. Shitting yourself, no shame. So the smart man's decided, okay, 15 hours after shitting myself, I know what I need to do.
Smash it from the other way.
Right.
I've gone that way. Let's really make sure I'm
right.
Hollow.
So how does this work? So obviously, Nescafe, or is it like a good quality coffee, or...
Yeah, they're going to want the advertising from this.
It was like, they say use organic, and I just went for a gold blend. I was thinking of using my mate's Nespresso machine, but...
That'd get costly.
Yeah. It all came with the pack.
Right, what's in the pack? What's in the pack?
There's a bucket.
Yeah.
Which isn't what you think it's for, so definitely read the instructions. You get a nice rubber pipe, and they throw in for free another bit of pink tubing, which I was like, don't make that a big deal. Don't go, oh, and for free another bit of pink tubing. But actually... It's a good bit of pink tubing, I'll explain in a minute. Bucket, two bits of tubing, organic coffee, and a plastic sheet.
you've generally got one of them down indoors anyway, haven't you?
Yeah, but that, this was more less less extensive than the sheeting I've got up in most of my rooms in my house.
Yeah.
And yeah, so there you go. And you boil up the coffee. That was all went
how much?
Fine. What do you mean? How much coffee?
Yeah, a cup. Three an espresso, a shot.
Yeah, a grande.
A big latte, yeah.
Three tablespoons.
No, not how much coffee. How much, like...
I did a mocha.
Yeah.
Right, so no.
I think it's called a crappuccino at this point.
Sorry, go on.
32 ounces.
Thank you.
So, it's a bucket like this.
Right, well, that's podcast gold. Right.
Well, no, but I can't... it's like a small bucket, you know. What else am I going to say?
Oh, right.
32 ounces, so that's the equivalent of about a litre.
Thank you.
Just over.
There you go.
So boiled it up, popped it in there, got myself comfy, obviously. Ooh, curtains closed.
Have you took all your clothes
off? Yeah. I even laid an extra towel over the plastic matting because I was like,
fuck you there, why did you not tell me you was going to do this?
Rather need it than not have it.
Right.
So I laid down the towel.
Did you text anyone that you was going to do this?
No.
Because if that would have gone wrong and something sinister would have happened, what a scene to have walked into.
Wasn't it quite spontaneous, you say?
Yeah, kind of. It was yesterday. I was like, oh, that's one thing I haven't, actually bought. And it shot up on Amazon Prime that I could get it next day. And I thought, no, it makes sense to do it after the salt water flush. So, no, I hadn't. I think I texted a few people about it today, stupidly, and now it's on a fucking podcast, so the world knows.
So, you popped all your clothes off. You put an extra towel down.
Naked.
Right, position.
Fetal. The fecal position. That's how he asked. I read up on it. Left hand side is best way to get into the kidney or the liver, one of those. And the blue pipe, you get a pink pipe, and it's got a bit of a smoother end on it. And I nearly just went blue pipe because the blue pipe's lubed as well. But then they say, no, here's this other bit you can attach if you want. And I nearly went, ah, fuck it. And I'm so glad I did because
is the pink bit a bit more kind
thinner,
of
thinner, a bit kinder,
right?
There's a real Matrix element to that. Take the blue pipe, you'll wake up on your kitchen floor shitting yourself. Take the pink pipe and we'll show you down the rabbit hole. You know, what's down the rabbit hole?
We'll show you the truth. So I went pink. I went pink-red.
Yep.
Attached them both and lubed it up a little bit with coconut oil. specified coconut oil. I was like, I think any lube will do.
Is that
this.
The same coconut oil that you put in your coffee when you...
Yeah.
This is such an artisanal... enema. This is such a posh, organic enema.
Too hipster.
I'm picturing it, the whole scene.
Sexy.
I don't think it's very classy. I don't think that's classy at all. I think that must have looked like a fucking horror movie. I could think of nothing more awful than seeing you in a fetal position with a blue pipe up your arsehole and a fucking bucket full of mocha.
Jordan, because that's just your opinion, Jordan.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like an art piece so far. I don't know what happens yet. I mean, I've got an idea,
yeah,
but I don't know how it ends yet.
Pray tell, Christopher, what happened?
So, popping it up there wasn't too problematic. It's going up there and stuff like that. But
how much tube did you put up your arsehole?
Because it said 6 to 8 inches. I thought. Go 12. I didn't. I even marked on the pipe with a bit of Sharpie, 6.5, 7 inches. Just so
that's
I didn't.
Not something you think you're ever going to
see. How did you see it?
Yeah, that's a skill in itself. Cause
please tell me you had a mirror involved.
I love that. A little hand mirror down there.
No,
you're
so what?
You're in a fetal position, trying to look between your legs to see the marker on blue pipe that you put.
Yeah, I held my finger by the mark. And just fed it in until my finger was right
contact.
By my arse cheek.
Yeah.
Right? So easy peasy lemon squeezy. My words, not
right.
So
you've got 6 inches of a pipe up
my
your
arse.
Anus, right?
Yeah.
And
it's
so,
very very thin. It's very gentle.
Okay.
A loving experience.
It was.
The other end of blue pipe. Where's that? That's in
that
the bucket.
That is attached to the bucket. That's about 18 to 20 inches above me.
Right, so how do you get the motion of the fluid going in?
That's it. Well, the gravity does it. 18 to 20 inches, and then you just turn the clamp, pull out the clamp that holds the liquid, and away you go. Off
right.
to the races.
Okay, so pick up from there. What's happening?
So
where's your head at?
So you kind of, I was kind of like, okay, is it going in? Because you can't feel it straight away. And then you obviously it's going down. You're like, you sure, is that not just leaking all over the floor? And you're like, well, it's not leaking anywhere. So there's only one place it's going. And then you can hear your body going, dot, 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 dot. You can hear your stomach.
Really?
You can hear bits of it filling up. And you're like, oh. And then you go through.
Could you feel it in your stomach?
After a bit, yeah, you can. And like you get the feeling to really want to shit. And you're like, no, relax and take your time. And it says you can do 16 ounces.
Of shit?
No. 16 ounces of the fluid and have a break, and, you know, and just spell that. Have a Kit Kat. Other chocolate bars are available during enemas. And do it, go again. But I was like, I got to 16 ounces and I was like, fuck that, man. I'm doing this properly. So I just carried on until I was full.
You knew what was best.
I knew what was best. I know what's best for my body.
Yeah. I mean, because it obviously sounds like a legitimate medical practice that you got off of Amazon Prime.
There it is.
Can't do any harm. It's organic.
It's quite common. It's quite common. Yeah. Not in Essex. It's not common in... I'm probably the first person in Langdon to do that.
Yeah.
So you've
come back out of the fetal position, and you've then gone and made another brew.
No, I just done it all. Bosh, it's all there.
Oh, okay, right.
It's all in me.
Right.
Oh my. Wait, what?
First, you know, the liter of over a liter of.
Oh my gosh.
Know, right, and so there. Where's Blue Pipe?
No, you whip that out.
All right. So
so
no mess.
Trusting,
no you, mess yeah. at all. No mess right. at all. That comes out. A treat.
You're trusting your body then to really react like standard just to lock up there.
Cat's arsehole! What's that from? I should have thought about that a little bit more. No. No! I got it, Chris. I got your back, man. When I pulled it out, no problem. I hadn't thought of that.
Right.
So I'm lying there. 5 minutes passes, give my stomach a little massage, do all the right things.
How long
I'm
you meant to leave it in there for?
10 minutes, and I'm thinking, I'm smashing this. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to leave it a little bit longer.
Go for a run.
It's fine. This has run smoothly, very much like the salt water flush. Everything's running smoothly, and I'm like, I'm on this. This was a really like pleasant experience. I know it sounds strange, but the smell of the coffee is really nice when you're boiling it. It was kind of like, this isn't the murder scene that you were describing. It's actually all right. It seems so much worse when you describe it. Actually, it was fine.
In your mind.
Yeah.
And then I sneezed.
That's step one, isn't it? That's the first detour on this journey.
That is it. That is when the picture perfect enema.
Whoa. I need so much more information. What position are you in when you sneeze and where are you?
I'm still in the fetal position.
I love the idea that it's because you've found out you're allergic to coffee. The irony of just sneezing it out.
And there is nothing you can do.
Right, so Blue Pipe's out. You're in the fetal position. You've just sneezed, right? And so where is your anus hole facing?
Well, you know, just out towards the floor. I'm in the fetal position. It's just, you know, it's just like I imagine what afterbirth is.
Right.
Like, really.
Okay, wow. So what happened?
I mean, do you need me to explain? Yeah, so basically, not the world didn't come out, but enough came out for me to go, oh, fucking hell. Well, there's nothing I can do about that. And it's a bit of... It wasn't a mess, I must be honest. Because I'd put a nice thick towel down, there wasn't too much chaos. Although, maybe I'm downplaying that.
Like, you're not going to reuse the towel, basically.
No,
yeah,
no,
so
that's
this step we're
taking going to... That's now for guests.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh dear.
So yeah. So
are you? How much has come out of the bucket? Do you think
first sneeze? Because it's been absorbed, and because I wasn't panicking too much about that, I was just like, "Oh shit, it's happened."
Yep.
I didn't go wringing out the towel to measure it.
Yeah. Okay. I understand.
Maybe a fifth.
Ooh, still a lot.
That's enough.
Yep.
You know, it's something you acknowledge.
So you've still got 4/5. Right.
Maths over here.
Yep. So, are you now thinking of it like an escape plan? Like, are you thinking I need to move from fetal position because I've got 4/5 of organic coffee?
Definitely not, mate.
Right. Yeah.
I was thinking...
Is it warm, the coffee? Well, obviously,
yeah, it was. I let it cool down.
I love it coming out like steam, like you're a human cafetiere. You're supposed to boil it to, 300 degrees.
Right, so what's going on now?
Because I'm playing it cool.
You're like the Fonz right now.
No one's questioning that
now. Yeah. I'm not feeling that now. It all goes. This is a game. Like, oh no, here we go. So, well, it wasn't actually. I was fine then, and then so I flip onto my right hand side, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna stay for another like 10-20 minutes, and I was thinking about Jordan's episode, right, and what we're discussing,
and how we're going to open it up.
And so I
to give it some context.
Explosive.
So
beginning.
I thought, I want to look up a few things. And so, can I just give a little clue as to what your top five is about? A very smidgen of it.
Yeah, of course. I thought you'd already explained. My top five this week is the five worst experience in Chris's last 5 hours. So we're on number, what, two or three by now. I don't know. Go on, explain it.
What is your top five?
All right. Well, my top five this week is, because I've gone from pop music to comedy, 10 years of pop comedy. It's the top five comedians, but the caveat is ones that are still alive and ones that are still working that are not retired yet. So I think that's good. That's specific enough.
It's a fucking wicked one.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm really looking forward to that.
Let's just pop that on ice and return to hot coffee.
Yeah.
So... I'm there thinking, right, there's that. And I feel that...
Sorry, this is terrible. We've invited Jordan around just to sit here and listen to you talk about your arsehole for the last 3 minutes.
This might end up being a side episode. The enema episode.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And, I didn't think it'd go on for 30 minutes. So basically, I was like, okay, I feel like I've done a discredit to our previous guest, Brett, who I love. And everything I've seen of Brett so far has been awesome, but I haven't seen a lot of his stand-up. And I was like, well, I want to know more about his stand-up. So I didn't... What happens when you laugh? What happens?
Well, sometimes your shoulders go up and down.
Yeah, but what happens with your stomach?
Yeah, it kind of draws in. Yeah. Kind of tenses.
If something makes you laugh properly, you have an involuntary Why the fuck did I put comedy on while I'm lying on my kitchen floor with like 4/5 of 32 ounces of coffee up my bum?
Well,
it was
especially
a really dumb move.
Especially considering, by your own admission, you did it in the first place because it was a bit of a laugh. That's what you said about the salt water one. He's like, I just fancied a laugh.
Where's the shit-ridden towel at this point?
I still want to know. It's not that bad, man. You know, it's been absorbed.
Oh, right. Only 1/5 of shit.
Yeah. But it isn't like that. You're thinking Spud train spotting. This is more like a very runny gravy.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
that's so much better.
I'm sorry to interject. When I transitioned from a man to a woman, I thought I'd be avoiding this sort of conversation for my life. I'm right back here with the boys talking about what's coming out of your ass. I'm supposed to be off doing my nails or something, talking about unicorns.
Come on the show. Well, yeah, sure, we'll talk about it. Whatever you want.
Do you want to come over? It'd be a highbrow discussion.
About Chris's enema.
I mean, I'm fully in now. Yeah, I don't want. Yeah. Please don't stop.
You're roped in.
Yeah. I want to. What happens to the four fifths? You've
basically
laughed.
I start laughing because of watching one of Brett's stand-ups, right? And I start laughing. And it's a stand-up about worst date movie, and it's about Irreversible.
Oh, blimey.
And obviously, yeah, there's a giant rape scene in that. Brett spoiler cracks a gag. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's a great movie, a to great be film. Fair. Gaspar Noé,
yeah, amazing.
Amazing. Anyway, he makes a pun, and I just go, and I'm like, oh, no. We know it's about two-fifths.
On the
I'm
towel?
I'm like, fucking hell, Brett. And I was kind of like desperate to hold the rest in, but I didn't want to stop watching that as well. So it was only 8 minutes.
That's a great endorsement. Brett's comedy elicits twice the response of a sneeze.
Oh, amazing. You will literally laugh till you shit.
Cheers, buddy.
He should send a kit out with every DVD.
So you've now got just two-fifths left.
About two-fifths. What I think is two-fifths. Right? What I think is two-fifths. So I'm like, do I carry on watching it, don't I? I'm like, well, there's been a, you know, there's an incident already on the mat. I might as well finish. There's only like 4 minutes left in this skit.
I love the fact that you're basing it all around when Brett's routine's finished. about the fact that you're shitting yourself all over your house.
Well, no, honestly.
And you know there's going to be more to come, but yeah. Hang on, I'll just see if I can get through this, because I mean I could pause this and go and deal with this, but like
after the laugh and the accident I saw the funny side of it all and I thought, come on, you can get through this, and it was a tense 4 minutes.
So you battled with yourself.
Yeah, because you know what you're going to, you know what you're going to do. It was more fun, so that was fine. I got through the rest of it then. On the toilet, evacuation complete.
Why wasn't that the first point of call? Why did you wait for three-fifths to come out? You think, oh shit, I've got a toilet upstairs.
Well, he was watching Brett, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, because it's portable. Presumably, what's on your TV?
To be fair, I could have just... Yeah,
was you watching it on your laptop?
No, I was just on my phone.
That's what I mean.
Lying on the floor like that.
Why didn't you just go to the toilet with it?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking straight, was I? I was kind of like, you know...
See, I told you fasting was rubbish.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like the anal equivalent of like a danger wank. You just thought, I want to see how far I can get into this before I shit myself.
Get caught or redecorate my kitchen in a nice walnut brown.
Right.
So, anyway, that happened and then I was fine and I actually thought, that's not too bad. And I felt fine up until today. But I started to crash after that enema. I started to get dizzy spells, it was like heart palpitations. Started
a bit of caffeine.
Started to trip balls, honestly. And I was like, this is your life of all the shit I've taken and all the drugs I've taken, all just coming back and just going, hi, you're getting rid of me, but guess what? Just a little quick appearance.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah.
Oh, my God, it's been hard. The last few hours, man, I've just been like, oh.
Right, why have you just described like you've gone through some kind of train spotting with babies with head spinning on the ceiling?
Fear and loathing.
Oh, fear and loathing.
When he's
in
the bath, that's you right now, yeah.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
You ain't Keith Richards, you've just put a fucking pint of Maxwell House up your arsehole.
Yeah, I don't reckon Keith's brave enough to do that, mate. Is he? If you have a think about
Jesus
it.
Christ.
So, yeah, the last few hours has been like a proper roller coaster. I was thinking of doing another one tomorrow, and that's off the fucking cards.
For once, I'd say you're probably talking sense, mate.
The only thing that's making me want to do it is that we've got a phone call tomorrow. As part of PR for Hardcore Listing, Acast called us and was like, oh, we've got a PR opportunity. This Business Insider magazine in New York wants to have a chat with you guys about advertising within yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And we said, yeah, we'll do it. I'm free during the day. I handled a call with them. And they said, well, give us a time when you're free. So I'm like, oh, I could literally take that call mid-enema and they would hopefully never know. And I'd just find that hysterical. Just my own personal...
That's some Andy
just to
Kaufman
think I'm talking
shit,
to someone in New York. There's no way he thinks I've got a pipe up my bum and I'm feeding myself coffee.
What's weird is, in your mind, you're winning.
you come out on top in that situation.
It's almost like you're like, little do you know.
What a dickhead.
Sucker.
You are. Oh, you don't know. Oh, that's amazing.
This guy, I was on the phone to him. Didn't know I was having an enema. Mug. What's a mug? I just find it bizarre.
Yeah.
And funny. But because of how I feel now, I think I need to chill out.
If you're going to do that, enema again, I'm coming round.
What? No, you're not. No, you're not.
I certainly am.
You're not.
That would be amazing. That's.
You're not filming that and putting that on YouTube.
No, I won't film it, but we do a podcast.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
No. I draw a line.
Poodcast.
No, it is. Yeah.
Like, that would be brilliant. Yeah. Like, obviously, I'll be in, like, a full kind of...
hazmat suit.
Yeah,
I want that, glasses, like, the whole shebang. I want to look like, literally, if this all goes wrong, I'm going to get on a, you know, BMX of ET and just get out of there. I want that kind of outfit. Like, but that would be brilliant. Not that we've got a career, but that was pretty much a career end for Richard Blackwood, wasn't it?
Really?
Yeah, was it Celebrity Enemas or something like that?
What the fuck?
I know. I mean, surely his career couldn't have been the best place if you're going to go, your agent goes, do you want to go to Celebrity Enemas? Yeah, I think I do. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
What was the premise of the show before that option? And what was the option after? did he like Celebrity Enema or... Celebrity cannibalism, you know, he's like, oh, what am I going to choose?
I have to jump. So I had a boob job since the last time I saw you guys, and it was filmed for a documentary. I don't know if this will be out before this will be out before it comes out. I'm not really allowed to say what channel, but it's ITV, as I just said. And full surgery and everything, like the invasiveness and the follow-up, and I think I'm nude in a lot of it as well. I don't know what they'll blur out, but presumably will there be no point in blurring out boobies.
Yeah.
And it's that thing of TV people are so nice that when you're on the phone to them, you sort of don't want to say no, and then you retrospectively justify why you're doing it. Right. So when about to go under with a camera on me, I was thinking like you, Chris. I was like, this is funny for me. Like, I'll do it because it's an experience in life. So I'll make you right when you say you want to get a phone call from LA while you're having an enema. It's like an Andy Kaufman thing. So it's just funny to you. Yeah. But that's what I thought. Exactly. That's why. Exactly. And I made a joke just before I went under, and I think it's going to set off my comedy career because it'll be on there. Like, look at her making jokes literally before she goes under the knife. Anyway,
so what's the... Can't say too much about it. What is it, a programme about trans or...?
It is. It's about... Like, I won't say too much, but yeah, obviously the surgery is a big part of it. It revolves around that sort of thing and lifestyle changes. And they follow us around and that. Yeah, I honestly don't know what I can say, but that's the crux.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, and I think it'll be out later in the winter.
Okay, cool. Yeah, well, should we talk a little bit about your journey before we get on to the first thing?
Are we definitely done with the shitting and the kitchen?
Windows.
Clear. Oh, yeah, that bit. So basically...
Well remembered, Stu.
I didn't... my toilet window was open. And when I was sat there, at the point before crisis, like when I was sat there, I mean, I've made a mess, but no one's heard. That's all sorted. I'm sat on my sofa, have a glass of water. I have a big glass of water. And then it's
salt
like,
water, yeah.
Hey, did you think you were done? You're fucking wrong, mate. You haven't got rid of half of it. I run out. Now, while I'm sat on my sofa, I'm sort of chilling and just being calm and not really doing anything.
Now I'm picturing Renton in Trainspotting on the toilet.
My neighbour is a good Christian bloke. And we can hear each other. And he's playing... he plays a guitar, acoustic. He's playing Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. He's... And I'm like, this is pretty cool. Well, I'm not thinking. Windows open. And I get the nod that I need to go. My stomach's like, hey, you need to do something.
That's a weird analogy. Oh, go on, sorry.
So I ran to the toilet and I'm like, oh, God. And
please
was,
tell me you said
yeah,
that.
No, I did. I definitely said the word God. Right? I definitely said the word God. And I didn't make the link between that and him being really devout Christian. He's a lovely chap. And the guitar playing stopped. And it was like, I'd say, when you get meat, the extra big meatballs, it's probably about, that firing into the thing and, you know, a bunch of other material. And I was like, if I'm hearing him lightly play the acoustic and then he's just stopped. Yeah, I reckon he must have heard that, man. So, yeah. That was my folly. I didn't. I'd pulled down the curtains, but
I love to think. I love to think he just had his acoustic and was just like his wife was in bed and he's like, "Saying I love." Oh my god! And just hearing your arsehole and you just fucking screaming out to the above for help in your situation. Oh, Chris, what a day!
It's been a tough day. It's been a tough afternoon. The morning was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when's your fasting gonna stop?
When I feel like it. I mean, you know, at the
moment, it's been a few signs.
I feel pretty rough at the moment, but
yeah,
I'll see how I feel tomorrow. I wanted to start, get to 4 days and then maybe 10.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see how we go.
Right. Well, we should probably stop talking about your arsehole now.
Yeah. So
it's part one, right?
Yeah.
That is almost, we could almost do part one as that.
How long have we been recording?
38 fucking minutes, mate.
That's the dilemma. Now, do we stretch it out for 30 minutes more of talking about enemas, or do we cram it in? Because I'm game.
I don't mind.
I'm through the curtain now. Chris's curtain. Yeah.
Let's keep rolling.
Let's go on to... Well, you want to take it onto the hour? Or do we want to just keep going, and then we can decide later if we want to put that as a... starting part.
Let's just keep going.
Yeah. Right, okay. I don't mind being professionally associated with your bowel movements.
You sure?
In the same sentence, yeah. Do you remember that episode where Jordan was on and they talked about...
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, Jordan, she's got a really exciting story. She's really fucking talented. And then I had a pipe up my bum and then I shat that all over the floor. Didn't care about that.
I've got to be honest. My story's not going to be that much different. So, I mean, fame is a strange game. Right.
Strange old game.
Okay, so... I've known you. How long have I known you, do you think, Jordan?
I want to say 10 years because I'm 28. And we met initially around the time when I was performing at the Fat Surfer in Grays.
Was that 10 years ago?
I would have been about 18, I think. I bet.
That was probably, yeah.
Yeah, 17, 18. Maybe. I was college, so 16, yep. 17, 18. Maybe more then. Maybe 11 years.
Yep. And you was a singer, songwriter, pianist.
What's that?
And straight away it was I've got a bee in here as well. A bee caught in a spider's web. And the spider's now eating the bee. That's amazing.
I mean, what the fuck?
This is genuinely happening.
This is actually happening right now.
Oh my
that
gosh.
Bee is caught in that.
I've never seen this.
No, nor have I.
Can we get a camera on it? Can we get a camera on that?
Go on, mate.
If you are actually
this is amazing.
Oh, God, he's on it.
If you're listening to this, this is quite weird.
I don't need to be here today.
that spider is literally
going for it.
Having a row with a bee.
Oh, mate. Oh.
That's insane. Have you got that, Brad?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Stu, you only get an Attenborough voice?
Well, your voice is from the Brett episode, Stu. You should be right on this. Go on.
That's quite crazy.
That one's the bee. That was the spider.
What's quite weird is...
Oh, no. Oh, I don't know if it's
nice
to
dark
watch
and, yeah.
Is it?
Should we break it up?
I don't think any of us are qualified.
Oi, leave it out!
Pick on someone your own size.
Die, baby, die!
I think it'd be a good idea to save it.
I think it'd be the last thing.
Right, we're on it. Should we save this bee? Have we got anything to do?
How do you save a bee? And it is part of the net.
Can I borrow your keys?
Get a straw, suck the bee into the straw.
There's no way that bee's getting out of there.
Wait, have you got a tissue or anything? Any sort of napkin or tissue? Or a bit of paper?
I say let it die. Not because I'm horrible, but because it's just life, isn't it? It's the life cycle.
Jordan is now blowing down a straw at a bee.
Literally saved this fucking...
I've got another story to tell you about saving a bee. So this
you've saved the bee's life.
That's...
This is going to ping velocity towards
his head.
Happened.
That is...
Mate, you need another straw and get it like a pincer.
All right, okay.
Chopsticks.
Straw coming up.
It's going to think I'm an even bigger insect.
Open the window.
Oh. With that handle there.
That's a bit Indiana Jones, though.
Yeah. I don't even know if that window opens. I've never opened
it's
it.
Can it? I think you've painted it
shut,
mate.
Oh,
all right. Oh, shoddy decorating.
Why
did you think that this could ever happen?
There's never been this much drama, ever, in the Within.
This is nuts. Our guest is trying to save a bumblebee.
Have you got a cup or something?
Nice to have a glass.
Yeah, a glass.
Yeah, Chris.
Yep, gotcha. Oh, that's quite a...
Is the bee going to escape?
Yeah,
Do it.
Do you want a bit of paper or beer mat?
Yeah.
Beer mat on its way.
Beer mat coming. We are
going to
get a BAFTA.
Oh. Beer mat's
that. Wait. There is. Right, is this one open maybe?
I think so.
Shit.
He's angry.
Go that way.
Are we B3?
Sorry, it's out.
I don't know about you, but I'm buzzing, mate.
That was incredible.
My only problem with this is that Spider may now die. Yeah. Now, who's thought about that?
Why did you spoil everything?
Poor Spider.
But
that was fucking brilliant. And you, also brave. Well done.
Thank
you. You're stuck in there.
Well, I used to be a bloke. I saved a bee once in Manchester. Brad, there's a situation on the phone. If I don't know, it's low battery.
Oh, sorry,
I've got that. I saved a bee in Manchester, right? Because you know they say they can starve if they don't get the nutrition of the sugar. Right. And all I had was one of those gummy cherries. And I chewed it up to masticating point where it was a fluid. And I put it down on the floor, coaxed the bee over to it. And it ate some. Weird little tongue come out, like a party thing, like the thing. It had some. Bit of a twitch and it flew away. I was like, I didn't think that happened in real life.
That's but fucking impressive.
That's why I was a little bit more engaged there, because I thought I'd be like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
but
it
can be done.
The other.
That was quite crazy, though,
that's
wasn't it?
That's another really good, cool thing to do.
Well, the bees are important, aren't they? They're dying out.
It's a big deal.
My mate, he bought a boat, like a little motorboat, and he parked it up down in Southend somewhere. Moored it up, not parked it up. Moored it up in Southend. And he said it was the slowest boat you've ever had. And he said, like, one summer we'd go out fishing and we'd just literally, like, poodle along, like, in this little motorboat. And he said, and it was just, you could have walked faster. But he said, one day we was out on it and it felt like we were just getting a bit of speed. We had the wind behind us. And his mate Sean said, like, just, we are steaming along here now, mate. He said, at that point, they got overtaken by a bee. Right, okay, so I knew you, Jordan.
Fat surf days.
As you said, when you was a fella.
Right, yeah.
And
one of them.
A ruddy bloody bloke.
bloody good bloke.
And I've watched your career develop. Yeah. And we've all watched you on The Voice.
Yeah, I was on that one. I did all right.
You've done well, all right.
Very, very nice voice, Jordan.
Thank you. But that's the thing. So you guys, the only thing that most people would have seen me from is The Voice. 10 years as a pop singer under the name Tall Dark Friend. I'm now making that jump to comedy. So that's a different chapter. Yeah. I'm very proud of it. Yeah. That's how we met, obviously. And that's how all my friends are from the music industry.
And my cousin worked on videos.
He did all of them, all five. Yeah. All six, I think. Yeah. Yeah, every single one. I've had loads of different music producers, but Cav has done every video. Yep. We love it. It's brilliant working together. I love it.
Excellent.
How are you finding the transition to comedy?
It's the second weirdest change I've ever made in my life. I love it.
The first one was?
I became a bee rescuer, which is unusual because I used to save hornets, but it's a different times.
Radical difference.
Yeah. I'm a transgender person, which all that basically means is that I used to be fucking miserable.
That's what I was about to say. What that means is, like, the transition, aside from any physicality, is the person that I knew then rarely made eye contact, visibly looked uncomfortable. Never on stage.
Was Jordan more uncomfortable whenever you were there?
Possibly.
Because this sounds like somebody just doesn't like you.
There is that. I get that a lot. But the confidence I see in you now and sense of humour, fun.
Yes. And being authentic, being your authentic self. Not a lot of people get to have that sort of a life change. Like, you really have to look at yourself through a microscope to go through that transition. You learn so much about yourself. It's a treat as much as it is traumatic. It's amazing. I'm really grateful for it.
And you lived in a... I don't think you lived in there, but you lived in an area where I was born.
Yeah.
And that's not the most forgiving place, I can imagine, if you're trans.
No, it's weird that this area that we're referring to
We could say Tilbury, can't we?
Well, we did, and I agree with you there, because that's where it was. There's a weird sense of hopelessness in people's hearts and minds, but I think there's a lot to do with psychogeography, this idea that you're sandwiched in between the tip and the train line, and it's a commuter town, so people were there to sleep and go into London to maybe do a job they don't like, and then come home, and it's weird. It's a weird place, man, but it toughens you up.
Yeah.
I'm tougher now than I was before. I'm more of a ladette now.
And it was weird because... obviously, we've got a mutual friend, all of us, in Scrobe.
Yes. Yeah, on the YouTube. We've got the old thing there. I'm just showing off my... Right, I like the way that Scroobius is stretched across my new boobs. Because I just had a boob job. And then, I won't show you. Well, I just am. Right, so the pip is over my lady bits, which are still, you might refer to as boy bits. Yeah. But my girlfriend is from Czech Republic, and she calls that a bit a pipka. I told Pipka that. Isn't that amazing? Little genius. And
what, a pipka?
A pipka. I don't know if it's a Czech word or her word, but she's always called it Pipka. So I was like, yeah, look, I had it custom made. our mutual friend. And
the thing that, I think it was it Pip's mum that first...
He said that she used to harp on about my music all the time. Yeah. Bless her, like, if you're listening. Like, thank you. That's
lovely,
amazing.
Jenny. Don't you say anything about Jenny, because every time you say stuff about Jenny, you get into trouble, don't you? Because you always say things that you've had a few drinks, you think you're being funny, and you're being coarse.
Lovely Jenny.
Yeah, leave it there.
Yeah, that's a nice character. Yeah. Assessment.
She's pretty
cool. Leave it.
She's pretty cool.
Just leave it.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is...
No, you always start with "all I'm saying is," and then it just goes wrong. You don't know what's going on at the moment.
That's how a crowbar in vitriol.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is...
Your brain's shot at the moment.
I'm buzzing.
Yeah, that'd be the caffeine.
It was actually apparently a friend of his. Like, just before The Voice, I decided to do a spoken word track. Very much almost a homage to Pip. What's it called? In Heels.
In Heels. Yeah.
And it's about being transgender and the trials and tribulations of such a lifestyle. And someone forwarded it onto him, and I was like, this incredible moment, because it was like, it's a homage to his music as well. Like, we've got the same accent because we're from the same area.
Yeah.
And then he had me on Distraction Pieces for a little chat, which was amazing. And yeah, we've had a little thing back and forth since then. And I've appeared at the live podcast. We have a chat.
Yeah.
And I think our conversation made it into the book as well, the Distraction Pieces book.
Fantastic.
And I've just had him on the old, I've got my own show now, my own radio show podcast, Phoenix FM.
Right.
I don't think
that they know how good they've got it, Jordan, from the sounds of the guests you've had on.
Thank you for saying that, Chris.
So in regards to your show,
yeah,
obviously that's Essex-based, I believe.
Yes, it's Brentwood Studio. Yeah.
So where, if people are outside of that area, can they get your show?
That's very gracious of you to allow me to have this platform to spread my own podcast. It's really nice of you. As a little fledgling podcast like mine, it's really nice.
Spread away. Spray away.
www.phoenixfm.com. You can listen live, but it's a FM station. It's 98.0. Nobody ever says the zero, and I'm bringing it back because it's a very important number. It wouldn't make a difference if you're looking on your dial, but mathematically, very important.
Sounds better.
Yeah, that's my catchphrase. You know the show's going to be great. I've had Pip on, and in the same episode, comedian Jim Norton, actual Jim Norton, live from LA. I mean, not live. So now it comes out on Sunday, but this won't air until afterwards. So just go back through the podcast and have a listen. It's called The Extraordinary Show.
Ah,
I see what you've done now.
Yeah.
I've said because I don't want
to... Wait, what have I done?
Yeah.
Out of my depth.
Yeah. What have I done there?
I don't know.
Well,
everyone says that's clever. I have no idea why.
Okay, well, let's leave it on that for part one. It's been smashing, haven't you? We'll get you back, and we'll have to re-record it again because we just spent the last 40 minutes just talking about your back passage. So we've obviously introduced you, and people know what your list is going to be. And
should we reiterate that at this point? I know they've heard it.
It's
not
a really
radio.
Good time to reiterate it, because just as we're signing off, it will just give them a little thing to remember.
Coming up in part two, we have...
It's my top five comedians of all time that are still alive and working. So not of all time, because all the all-time ones, probably dead.
Yeah.
Nice way to end.
Should we just rattle off five dead ones that are good?
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. Okay.
Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor, amazing.
Mitch Hedberg.
Andy Kaufman, one of my favourites.
Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
Bill Hicks. Obviously. Gosh.
We're one short. We're one...
Is Roy Chubby Brown dead?
don't know.
He's not. Like, no, he's not. He's alive. And obviously, a please don't associate. That was not serious.
There's got to be another good one that's dead.
Oh, God, this Brazilian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gone. He died in a hotel room.
John Belushi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
good shout, mate.
Yeah, okay. That's let's finish on dead people.
That's how the show ends. It's 40 minutes of shit. Saving and being, we rattle off the five in just 20 seconds.
We sandwich children's story in between shit and dead
people. It's a new format you're trying out. I like it.
That's the most surreal hour podcast we've ever done.
Fucking hell. And a bee attack.
Oh, look, we'll see you again in a little bit for Jordan's actual top five. Bye.
Everybody dies.
So I think they call it skiing, where you have like one in each hand, and like, mm-hmm. you just literally go. But it's like if you're right-handed,
yeah,
then obviously should we call him Mr. Right? He's probably going to go first.
He might pop first.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
But you can get cut. You know, you can get covered in snow as well at the end of that as well, which often happens in skiing.
I've heard it referred to as the Swedish slalom.
Anyway, should we start recording?
No, it's recording, mate. It's been recording. Yeah. 76. We'll get that homeboy to edit that bit out, please.
Okay. Well, thank you for getting to the end of part one.
Whatever the fuck that was.
Whatever that was. That wasn't what we set out for it to be.
No.
Obviously, we was hoping to be balls deep in Jordan's.
Jordan.
Balls deep in Jordan's list by then. And unloading everywhere. But we didn't, did we? It just spiralled into your arsehole.
Yeah, it did. These are amazing. I'm enjoying you.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying
your
you.
Arsehole and insect wars, I believe you called it.
It was amazing.
That was majestic.
Jordan, thank you so much for part one and actually enjoying going through that. It's very cool that you could entertain that sort of conversation.
You took a massive deep breath as if you was going to say something thought-provoking and wise then, right? You can't polish that turd. That was an hour of nonsense about your arsehole. Don't try and get all fucking clever now.
Well, let's leave it to the fans to decide whether or not part one was highbrow.
It was certainly eventful,
Highbrow. Yep. No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Less highbrow, more low brown.
Yes.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we will see you in part two where we actually dive into Jordan, the reason why Jordan came today.
Oh, God, it's like Lily Savage is here. That is the most ridiculous innuendos I think either of us have ever pulled out the bag.
Carry on listing.
I had others. And I was like, stop there, man. Stop there.
That's what she said.
The ultimate innuendo.
innuendo! I knew there was one more in the bucket.
In all seriousness, Cunt's mum from Cunt and the Gang,
in all seriousness,
once said when she went to get some money out of the hole in the wall, what was it? Every time I make a deposit, I seem to lose interest, which I thought was amazing. every time I make a withdrawal, I lose interest. That was it. Anyway, look, should we just wrap it?
Wrap it up. Buy tickets for Hardcore Listing Live. You pricks.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.